Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So I used to be a CPA, or what we used to call in Canada back then, a chartered accountant. So sometimes I can't help but use accounting analogies. It's just, you can take me out of that world, but you can't take the bean counter out of me. It still courses through my veins. So here's one to try on for size. If you're familiar at all with the concept of goodwill, goodwill is the incremental value that a business has beyond the net of its assets and liabilities. Oh, this already got complicated. Okay, so let me break this down further. Okay. Every business has a balance sheet. On your balance sheet, you have your assets and you have your liabilities. Okay, assets are the things that you own that have value, that carry value. So assets would be things like cash, things like intellectual property, things like buildings, real estate, land, computers. Like, those are all examples of assets. So the tangible, intangible assets. And then you have liabilities. Liabilities are things like debts, payables. Those are pretty classic examples of liabilities, things that you owe to other people. So if you want to calculate the value of a business, it's pretty simple. Assets minus liabilities, right? This business is worth the amount of assets it has minus the liabilities that it owes. But in most businesses, there's a bit of a difference in that the amount that somebody might be willing to pay to buy that business will be more than the assets minus liabilities. Because there are other intangibles that, you know, may not be captured on the balance sheet. There are other intangibles that the company can derive worth from that aren't reflected in a dollar value on the balance sheet. So for example, if I want to buy a business and their assets minus their liabilities are worth $50,000, okay? But I know that that business has a customer list that is very valuable. And that customer list isn't listed on the balance sheet as an asset. It can't be. It's not allowed under accounting principles. But I know that customer list has value. Or let's say I know that brand has value. They've built a brand and they've got certain brand recognition in the marketplace that has value. But there's no line item on a balance sheet for brand value. So the way that you account for these things is you lump it under a category called goodwill. That these intangibles that can't be quantified, some intangibles can be quantified, but the intangibles that can't be quantified, like brand recognition, customer list, things like that, these get quantified under goodwill. So goodwill is simply the amount that somebody might be willing to buy the business for minus the net value of assets minus liabilities. That's goodwill. So if I'm willing to pay $100,000 for a business that has net assets of $50,000, and the goodwill, therefore, is $50,000. Okay, why the heck am I telling you all of this? I actually forgot for a minute that I'm trying to make a point. The point I'm trying to make here is you're generating goodwill in your business, and you may not have a formalized number or valuation of that goodwill, but every single day, you're creating goodwill. You're going out and you're talking to customers, talking to prospects, you're marketing, you're writing, you're doing video, you're podcasting, whatever you're doing, you're creating goodwill. And every time you close a customer, you win a new client, you're actually cashing in on some of that goodwill. Okay. You're taking it from the goodwill pile and you're turning that into revenue, right? You're deriving value from the goodwill and turning that goodwill into revenue. And when you do that, you know, that goodwill slowly depletes. So every time you close a client, you close a new deal, you get a new customer, goodwill is slowly depleting and revenue is increasing. And that's good. We want revenue to increase. That's a good thing. But be careful that you don't deplete your goodwill to the point where you have none left. Because if goodwill goes to zero, your business all of a sudden isn't worth a whole lot, or not worth as much as you thought it might be worth. And the way that you create goodwill in the context that I'm discussing, obviously, if we're talking about buying and selling a business, that's a whole other conversation. But in the context that I'm discussing this, the way you create goodwill is by marketing. So there was a period in my business where I'm ashamed to admit that I went 6 months without emailing my list. I went 6 months without sending a message to my email list that I had spent time and energy building over the months and over the years. And all I was doing was selling. I was busy working with clients. I was selling. I was, you know, winning business, but I wasn't creating goodwill. And that created a problem for me. That when I got to the point where I had exhausted the goodwill from my current network, that the goodwill that I'd created over the years, and I derived as much value from that as I could in the form of revenue, I had a problem. No goodwill left, or very little goodwill left. And then I had to go back into marketing mode and build up that goodwill again so I could eventually turn that goodwill into revenue. But that's the wrong way to do it. You want to be continuously adding to your goodwill while you're deriving value from that goodwill and turning that into revenue. And the higher and the higher and the higher your goodwill goes, the more goodwill you create, the more revenue you'll earn. And that's a good way to think about revenue. Because revenue doesn't, where does it come from? It doesn't just magically appear out of thin air. It doesn't just come from nowhere, right? It comes from the goodwill that you create. So therefore, if you focus your marketing efforts and your energy on creating goodwill in the marketplace, building a list, building an audience, creating goodwill among that audience, sharing content, sharing insights, helping people overcome their problems, talking to prospects, all of these are ways that you create goodwill, the revenue will follow. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor, if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.